This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here. Happy, happy, happy Wednesday into Thursday, everybody. Hump Day is supposed to be that day, right, where you can see the end in sight. You might have a day off coming up. But, of course, the world we work in now, who knows? You probably work crazy hours like so many of us do and maybe have off, maybe you don't. But be happy. It is really crazy out there, folks. And we got things to talk about at the border, and we have things to talk about with the lying congressman from New York who is going to get his day in court. He's going to get hit pretty hard. The charges are severe. Let's talk about the border first. Hundreds of troops have arrived at the border because we've got Title 42 expiring, and there's a lot of nervous, anxious people. You have another 950, because now there's 550 troops, mostly from the Army, that are helping Customs and Border Patrol, but now you're going to have another 950, mostly from the Marines and Army, that are going to get there by the end of the month. I mean, the surge, even before the expiration of 42 earlier in the week, has been insane. We're talking 10,000 along the southern border on Monday, and a little bit up, almost 500 more added to that total on Tuesday. And I'll give you an example. I was reading a story about Team Brownsville, and people can hear us in Brownsville. Shout out to all of you. They processed 844 migrants on Tuesday. 30 were children, and they're at capacity, and they rely on volunteers. It's a nonprofit. 800 to 1,000 asylum seekers a day over the last 2 weeks. That's what they're talking about there. And you have people that are coming from Venezuela, Central American countries. They got all their belongings and a manila envelope with immigration documents, or they don't have them and they're hoping they can get through, or they got screwed up somehow with the documents and they're trying to kind of streamline that. So there's a steep increase when we knew this was going to happen, and there has to be more accountability or more people that can process. But how do you do that? Because you only have so many places where you can look, where you can go for the food and the shelter and all of that. And some of the migrants who come in, if they can get through, they're too afraid to go anywhere because they're afraid about being processed. So they hang around outside churches hoping that they'll be helped. This is what's been described to me, that, you know, agents are handing out flyers to the people who have been living on sidewalks outside some of these churches to ask them to visit a Customs and Border Protection Enforcement Center for processing, saying that on the flyer they'd be processed by officers and placed on the correct immigration path, because this is the other problem with this, not being on the right path. And so many of these people have been moving along for who knows how long in some really scary conditions to get to the border, with confusion over what does that mean. Now, listen, there's cities that are trying to tap into resources because they know that that's going to trigger more migration further north. And what does that mean? So it means emergency declarations, and what do you do when the city's at their breaking point? That's what the current mayor of Chicago is saying, that, you know, what, we can't support all this, because that's what then happens. Where do the people go? And Chicago Mayor Lightfoot issued an emergency declaration saying the city's resources are stretched to the breaking point. The facilities are full, full, full. They're already grappling with all of this, and people don't want to go back. Of course they don't want to go back, especially some of them when they're gang-related, they're fearing for their life, whatever it might be. And then there's the other side of this, the other sick, terrible side of it, is how they're being taken advantage of, fake documents and all of that. And if they've got fake documents, it's not true documentation. Well, of course, that's not going to, it doesn't matter what they paid to some coyote, somebody who duped them, they don't have the paperwork that they need to continue on that immigration path. So we're going to have a lot of chaos. We know that, but I know many of you in the listening area talk about it. You have family along the border. You're concerned about what's happening there. And you, then some of you have expressed it. You're incredibly sad for the people and what can be done. But this is the same question that we're asking over and over again, because it just keeps getting passed off. Nobody really wants to deal with it. It's a hot potato, and it's one that now has gotten so out of control. It's kind of like the difference between a problem and a dilemma. Something starts off as a problem. Do you ever have one of these in your life, and you bury your head in the sand, you just keep ignoring it, and then guess what happens? It might not happen tomorrow. It might be years, but then it becomes a dilemma. And so we have a dilemma. We have a huge dilemma on our hands. Let's talk about George Santos. He's been charged with fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, false statements, just so much for all of those lies that have led to this point. 13 counts. And he was taken into custody by the FBI on Long Island. He hurriedly left Washington knowing that they were going to, of course he had to, they're unsealing the document and he's going to have to face the music for all of this. And boy, you add some of this up, even if some of them fell by the wayside, unemployment benefit fraud, co-sponsoring bill to recoup fraudulent COVID benefits, and you think of this, just the audacity. There was no boundary to this guy. Prosecutors claim he used the funds on personal expenses, including luxury designer clothing. He fraudulently applied for COVID-related unemployment, even though he was working, and he's a co-sponsor of that bill that would help states recoup, like I just said, the fraudulent COVID-19 unemployment insurance benefits. Was he thinking like, oh yeah, that's me. That's me. This is just so ridiculous. He's being released on $500,000 bond, and his next court appearance is set for June 30th, but the New York congressman cannot continue. I mean, it's just so ridiculous that he said he was going to run again. With the wire fraud and the accounts of wire fraud and the money laundering and all of that, it's just ridiculous. And of course he pled not guilty to the 13 federal charges, I guess assuming that somehow he's going to try to wiggle out of all of this. But from what I understand, they really have so much on him. I mean, just so much on him. It's one thing to make a lie up about going to a school, or let's say you did go to the school and you're saying you were a volleyball star, and of course you're not a volleyball star. That's another thing completely. But this is way beyond that. And didn't we know that this was going to happen? Of course we knew this was going to happen, because you just keep following the money, and you know that there was going to be something here involved with money. And sure enough, it is. And so keep watch on this one. This is a wild, wild, crazy, crazy, crazy story. And forget about him serving. And then the people who have been cheated of good representation, of decent representation, did not get it. They elected the wrong guy, but they were duped because he was not vetted correctly. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today. Messy AF, a workbook about investing in yourself and addressing your mental health. Who can't use that? Caitlin Keneally is with us. She joins us on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Caitlin, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about this journey. What was it that made you decide that you were going to write this book?
Well, I've always wanted to write a book, when I finally hit on the idea, you know, it was really around the pandemic time, and I really thought, you know, we're not getting people in the office, so where can I meet people where they're at, which is at their house or someplace else? So the vision of the book is really to that it could sit on people's coffee tables and those different things, but to meet the population where they're at, and so that was kind of the inspiration.
Yeah, so tell everybody what you do and what you've seen with your with the people that you help.
Oh, sure. So my main job is a psychotherapist. So I'm a licensed professional counselor. I specialize in trauma, anxiety, PTSD. You know, I say all of the fun stuff. that's what I do for my main profession, and I own my own private practice here in town.
Yeah, and you put this workbook together, and you, know, you talk about it, and it's not just an average sort of workbook where you read it,
no.
You do the work, and you don't look at it again. You said it with the coffee table comment. The objective is to really give you the skills, the things that you teach your patients in your in-person sessions. So tell us more about what people will learn in the book.
Perfect. Yeah, so the way I look at the book is it's really a soft sell on therapy. So I intertwine my personal experience, my clinical experience, patient experience, and then in each chapter, you get a tangible and practical skills that you could try at home. So there are things that I would do in session with patients, but things that you could do on your own as well. So, for example, one of the chapters is on anxiety. So, again, talk about my journey, clinical, patient, and then give you practical skills that you could do if you have issues with anxiety.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people
have anxiety, different kinds of anxiety. And of course, go get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. But give us a little hint. How do we embrace the beast anxiety? What can people listening to you do?
Really, what I try to focus on when I think about anxiety is getting people to connect to their body. So learning what your physical symptoms are, what your emotional symptoms are, what your triggers are, and then working to try to untangle that beast or not feed the anxiety, which is what we often do. So I try to help people learn about their window of tolerance and try to keep them in that when it comes to anxiety. So I think with it, it's connecting to your body.
Another thing that you talk about, one of the chapters, managing stress, positive ways to cope, gratitude exercises, and emotional regulation. A lot of people talk about gratitude. Why is that so important?
Yeah, well, and this is something that has really, and you know, I talk about it for my journey as well, really transformed my healing journey and something that I do every single morning and throughout the day. Because really what I try to focus on and what I think a lot of people are trying to get across is that our thoughts are very powerful, right? You know, there's that quote that if we knew how powerful our thoughts were, we'd never say another negative thing. And I always try to keep that in the back of my mind. And what gratitude does is it really sets the tone for your day or, you know, your life. So every time I fill up my gas tank, I'm like, I am grateful that I get to do this because I remember what it was like, you know, when I was in college and you could only put in $5, right? So it's just these little minute things that when we shift that narrative, our thoughts become better, our energy, the vibe, and all of those other things instead of living in that state of not grateful, I guess, and negativity.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. What was your journey?
Oh, to as far as my healing journey?
Yeah. Tell everybody about your journey.
Well, that one's been a long one. I talk about it a little bit in the book. I didn't really want, when I wrote the book, I the first draft didn't have any of me in it.
Yeah.
But I felt like it needed that because I wanted to be authentic and be truthful. Mm-hmm. And so there's an entire chapter. It's your trauma is valid. I think once I started recognizing, my trauma history and those different things is when I started to plug into that. And then, I really went on my own journey of not only just doing therapy and then learning to become a clinician, but I did more of like the spiritual type of things and emotion code healing and, different areas. I'm always willing to try things. And so that's the kind of clinician that I am. I never ask a patient to do anything that I haven't tried or wouldn't be willing to try myself. So I think my journey started, definitely in college years when I was like, all right, maybe life wasn't as peachy as I thought it was. Or, maybe this, there's a genetic reason why I'm feeling anxious, right? Where is this coming from and how long has it kind of been there? So that's kind of how I kickstarted mine.
Yeah, there is something to that you share that you're right. It makes it authentic and that you can say, listen, I've been there too. So, and now I've got this workbook, Healing is Messy AF, a workbook about investing in yourself and addressing your mental health. Another thing you talk about is mantras. And what do mantras do?
Yeah, and so I just, when we are putting together a coping skills box, right, whether that's figuratively or literally, whatever works for people, again, I'm really big on how we talk to ourselves. And so, my mantra is never let them see you sweat. I have it in my office here, and something that I say to myself, right, never let them see you sweat, because this is what works for me. But it could be a song lyric. It could be something else. And again, the mantra is something that you can go to when you need a quick turnaround, right? Because I have session after session after session. So I need to have a quick thing that I can decompress so that I can show up next for my next person. So I just really believe that something resonates with you, a quote, a verse, a lyric, a something, and for people to find that and to utilize it can be a really powerful technique for healing.
I love that. Do you think some of the stigmatism around getting help and addressing what's going on is starting to lift a little bit more?
Yeah, so the very first, I love that you asked that question. The very first chapter of my book is identifying barriers to therapy. So again, not only is this book a soft sell on therapy, but it's really a way to revolutionize and to break that stigma on mental health. I definitely feel that the upcoming generations are working towards breaking that. And I think we need to get on board and support them and those different things. So I feel there is a movement towards it. However, it's still met with such resistance and so many questions. And that's why another reason I wrote the book is to take these, you know, these theories and these skills and to break them down in a manageable, bite-sized, practical way so that we can break that stigma on therapy. And so it's not so scary. So that's kind of the other hope of the book. But I do feel that there is a movement towards that shift. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can see it for sure.
Yeah.
Now you're already saying it, but what do you really hope when somebody gets this and they work through it? What do you hope happens?
Well, the feedback has been so great, and I just love that because each person is getting something different out of it. A different chapter is going to resonate for somebody than somebody else. But the overall tone is, and what I've heard back, and this is what I was hoping for, is it really made me think. And it made me want to invest in myself. And it made me learn a skill or multiple skills that I hadn't before. And people have also just said that they felt that it's been authentic and that it was nice to hear somebody who has these credentials, such as myself, but made it so authentic and real and just brought it down to earth. And so that's what I hope they take away from it, that we're all in this together. And the more we heal one another, right, it can have that ripple effect.
Yeah, for you, it had to be so incredibly positive, actually, to put all this together, right?
Well, yeah. So actually, you know, I almost didn't go through with it, right? Who's going to read this? I had also gone through, you know, some major transitions in my life, but I'm glad that I did, right? Because the vision and the purpose has been there, and that's what people are getting. So to me, to know that I wasn't going to go through with it, but then I did, and then we've received all this positive outcome so far within the past year from it, is extra gratifying, I would say. And that really pushes forward that there's power in this work, and I get to preach that on a personal and professional level. So it's kind of a double win for me.
Excellent. Caitlin Keneally, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Again, Healing is Messy AF, a workbook about investing in yourself and addressing your mental health. Pick it up and do the work. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. Defaulting on the nation's debt is just not an option. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Republicans to take the threat of default off the table.
Never in the history of our country have we failed to pay our bills on time. To default now would mean crossing a terrible point of no return.
Schumer said default would crash the economy and cost more than 8 million jobs. 950 more troops are being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border to help stop a surge of illegal immigration. Most of the troops will be heading to El Paso, Texas by the end of the month. Since the end of Title 42, the public health rule that expedited deportations expired last week, the Border Patrol has been making about 5,000 arrests a day. A completely free IRS e-filing program may be coming soon. The Washington Post reports the agency has been quietly developing its own prototype system that could disrupt the tax prep market. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Right now, Mike Wolf is in our virtual green room, and he's written a book called Business Recovery in Difficult Times, and we're excited to talk to him. Mike, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You and I had a conversation off the air, and you the statistic still jumps out at me. In fact, I have it written on my desk in front of me because I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. You say 85% of small businesses fail. Wow. Why do 85% of small businesses fail?
Well, that's been one really good question that's always puzzled me. We always hear about this high failure rate, 85% of small businesses fail in the first 5 years. I could never quite understand that. So, you know, given all the help, the education, the resources that are available in the country. So in 2012, I began to research the reasons for this, and after hundreds of interviews, my findings were generally close to the statistics. I found that 48% failed for various reasons, oh, price and cost issues, workforce problems, poor marketing, and so on. But A good 40% struggle with money management, and well over half of everyone I've ever interviewed does not know how to read a profit and loss statement. I also found that many of these people are smart in math and comfortable with numbers. It just doesn't add up. I also researched small business failure in other countries for a comparison, in many other countries like Japan, and especially in Asia and the East. The failure rates are less than half of ours. So why is this? Well, much of it's cultural. We rely on banks, and Japanese small business owners are supported by their families. They're more disciplined, more humble, more respectful in their business affairs, and generally better educated. So as you know, the U.S. is not a humble country. We know everything there is to know, and you can't teach us anything. I also observed one other commonality that is a problem in our country, Kate, and that is the Easterners manage business and money very, very differently. Their business management methodology is easier to understand, much easier to use, with far less stress. It's safer and more accurate, and there's no guesswork that goes on in our American system every day. If I didn't write this book, there's a good chance that our struggling small business community would never have the opportunity to learn a different and much better way to operate.
I love that in a nutshell. So, of course, you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, again, Business Recovery in Difficult Times. But what? Give us a little snapshot, something that right now people listening can take away. What can we do right now?
Well, let's think. I think there are three things you can do. Three takeaways. Number one, own your own business. What is that? Don't turn everything over to your accountant thinking they will take care of it. They won't. Accountants make mistakes. They work in QuickBooks, and QuickBooks and other accounting software is built on something called the GAAP system. After the U.S. financial system the crash of 1930, GAAP was invented by the government for easy tax reporting purposes. This has been our training in our business schools, all the way to the top 10 universities. And the U.S. embraces something called the GAAP system. Generally accepted accounting principles might be a great and easy way for the IRS to take on tax reports, but in my opinion, it's almost useless for everyday business decision making. So in the U.S., we focus on marketing with sales revenue coming into the checkbook to pay expenses, and after all the bills are paid, net profit is hopefully what's left. That's how we're trained to think, and that's the problem. So the takeaway? Yeah. The takeaway is don't give everything to your accountant. They're going to make mistakes.
Right.
Check on their work. Get second opinions. It's your money and your company. Own it or someone else will. Secondly, I guess, is don't live on assumptions. If you have the attitude that this doesn't concern me right now and somehow it'll all work out, that's not a good notion. Get rid of it as fast as you can. For most small business owners, it won't somehow all work out, and it'll be too late when you finally realize it, right?
Yeah.
And then I guess the third thing is explore humbly. Check your experiences at the door. Explore without an agenda. By reorganize. Here's the whole thing. By reorganizing the exact same numbers that are currently in your financial statements and putting the right income and the right expenses in the right places at the right time for all the right reasons, you're going to get different profit results, a different tax picture, and a quick recovery if things don't go as planned. Be humble enough to explore with an open mind and bring small business owners to a fast recovery in unforeseen, unexpected situations.
Yeah. Wow, such great advice. I mean, you're right. I don't know. I know some very successful people that started small, and I think they made a lot of the mistakes you said. They've made them along the way.
Well, here's the other thing. You know, it used to be when I grew up, I believe that every business owner must become a millionaire owning their businesses. Being a millionaire used to be a lifestyle, but today it's no longer an option. If you save $3,500 a month for 15 years without missing a month, and obviously what small struggling business owner does this, you would end up with $1 million. Now, if you invest those $1 million and got a return of 5%, if you're lucky, you'd have $50,000 a year. After taxes, well, you'd take home $40,000 a year. Divide that by 12 months, and you have $35,000. And you'd have the same $3,500 that you saved every month.
Yeah.
I'm not in any way saying that you shouldn't save. You should always save. But if assisted living will someday cost you $6,000 a month, where's the rest of the money going to come from?
Right.
And don't tell me Social Security, because that won't happen, right?
Right.
So I guess, you know, at some point, everyone who owns a business will be faced with a decision. Do I sell my business, lease it out, gift it to a family member, close it and walk away, or do I keep on going until I'm no longer able to manage it? So I always ask this question: how much should my business pay me every single month for not showing up except by choice while it continues to grow without me? The book will give you all these and many other answers.
Yeah. Was it fun for you to write this book? What was that like?
No, it was terrible. It was awful. I was screeching and crying with every stroke of the pen. Anyway, but writing a book is never easy. But you know what? It's satisfying. It really isn't easy, but satisfying. There are 31 answers to questions that keep small business owners up at night. And it's all in the book. You know, how much should I pay myself? How much should I pay my employees? When can I give my employees a raise and how much? How big should my company be? What's my time worth? How much should my line of credit be? All of that, when I look back, that's the satisfying. To be able to answer those questions, that's the most satisfying, really. Yeah. And that was what made it worth it.
Yeah. And I love it, too, difficult times. This is a difficult time, isn't it?
It's impossible time. I don't know how anybody's doing it. I don't know how I'm doing it.
Yeah, it is. It's a different time.
Well, the rules have changed, and nobody knows what the rules are.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This has survived. What's in here has survived 5 decades. It survived tsunamis. Businesses survived tsunamis with this. They survived. They survived 9/11 and all of the crazy things, the housing crash.
Yeah.
They've used these tools to survive all of those times, and COVID is no different. I mean, it really isn't. You think so? It affected the whole world. Well, yeah, sure. I mean, it's terrible,
right.
but it's still a financially proven, tested system throughout the world. It's been used in other countries, and it works, and it is working for people that are using it today.
Yep. Perfect place to end this. Get the book. There's no question about it. Business Recovery in Difficult Times. Mike Wolf, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The name of the book is Escorted Away. We have Harry Josephson with us. Harry, this story is so powerful. Before we get into the details of the story, what was it that made you decide you were going to write this book?
Well, Kate, and I appreciate the question. It was a situation where I went through, 10 years or so of misery, learning what not to do with an addicted son. And it just, it was something I needed to put in writing for my own benefit. It was a good therapy for me, and I thought maybe along the way I can help some other parents in the same boat, that maybe they won't have to go through everything I did.
And as you said, a decade of hell. How did you first discover that your son had a problem, that something was going on?
Well, we received a letter from a neighbor that said he had sent an email to her son saying that he had been high 24/7 since eighth grade was over. And then we found marijuana growing in his closet, marijuana plant. So those things together really tipped us off.
So that happens, and what's your first instinct? What do you do? Because I'm sure there's so many parents that are listening to us and so many concerned adults around kids they care about. What do you do? What did you do?
Well, the first thing we did was search his room, take everything out of there, get rid of the plants. We found some pills. We got rid of the pills. There's an instinct initially that says if you eliminate all this stuff, somehow you're going to eliminate the problem, but that's not really true.
Yeah. And were you surprised by this? Because you had a good kid that was involved in doing things.
Yeah, I was extremely surprised. I think everybody believes that, you know, my child's not going to have this issue. And he did. And it got worse instead of better. And eventually I had him shipped off against his will to a disciplinary boarding school out in Iowa.
Yeah. And how hard was it to do that?
Extremely hard, because he stayed there for a year, and I believe to this day that he would not have gotten a high school education, or diploma, I should say, had I not done that. But he looked at me through the window and said, "I'm turning to an effing life of crime. You will never see me again."
Oh.
And he was driving away. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, how tough is that? And, you know, you talk about a lot of things in this book that I think are so helpful to so many other people. You talk about the three C's. What are the three C's?
The three C's were something I learned in a Naranon meeting. And it's the three C's are: you didn't cause it, you can't cure it, and you cannot control it. And if you look at the 12 steps, the very first one of the 12 steps says that, you know, essentially you're powerless over addiction, as you're looking at it from a Naranon member's viewpoint. So that's a big thing that freed me to say, I didn't cause this, and I can't of my own volition cure it. And so I learned that unless he decided he wanted to get some help, there was very little I could do to make him get help.
Wow. And, you know, then he gets the help. And what is life like today?
He still has some issues. I believe, as I look back at it these many years later, and he's been off heroin now, and we didn't even discuss the fact that he became addicted to heroin for,
wow,
for quite a few years, that he still has the same issues, anxiety, depression, things like that, that he had before. But he was using these substances to try to mask that or to deal with it. And that's something we learned, too, that is, if you have, and most of these people have mental health issues, there's not much we can do about that either. I mean, we're powerless over that. They have to learn to live with their mental health issues. And he still has some, but at least he's not using hard drugs to mask them.
Yeah. And you know, and in the book you talk about, like you say, heroin was a big thing. So it's one thing to find weed in the closet and be shocked and find pills and all of that. But then heroin, and we see how deadly it is. And then immediately when you say the word heroin, that's exactly what you think. And how addictive it is and how tough that is. But some of the other things that you dealt with, and you talk about this in the book, Escorted Away, and we're speaking with Harry Josephson. You can pick it up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. The other thing that you talk about is you talk about jail, and you talk about back to jail, and you talk about back to jail, and, you know, 32 days in a different jail. Wow. That had to be tough, too.
It was very tough. But I got to a point where, with the help of some of the people in Naranon, it's like some of these things that we think are bad, are really bad or really terrible, are things that absolutely have to happen if somebody is going to get better. And our Naranon leader says, I try not to judge things as good or bad, because the thing I think might be the most terrible thing may be the thing that helps them get clean. So you have to kind of let go of the things that you think are good or bad along the way. And he spent time in lots of rehabs, I'd say probably 8 or 9 different rehab trips and a couple stints in jail. And it just, a lot of things had to happen. So if I can give anybody advice along those lines, and we try not to give advice, but some observations that I learned was sometimes some bad things have to happen.
Yeah, and you have to let go of that, right? You have to let go of whatever the label is you think in your head and what's the worst of the worst to be able to get through
that's
it yourself.
Right. Oh, that's correct. I mean, and on my end, too, I had to go through some really bad things before I got it, you know, so to speak. So that's why I think it could be helpful to other parents to hear my experiences. And then when they have those experiences, they can say, yeah, I've heard about this before. I may have to go through some things before I decide to let go. And you really do have to let go because you can't control the outcome. You can't cure this disease.
Yeah, so you have to let go and then work around all that. And you mentioned so many times, and you have a chapter on it, about Naranon and how powerful that was for you. When you're in that group, is there people you can lean on? There's things that you hear, and you just said one of them to us that was something to really pay attention to, not judging good or bad, pulling that out of your mind. Was that the thing that sort of saved you a little bit?
It did. It did largely. I was about ready to rip my hair out before I joined Naranon, and the ability to hear other people that have been through this before and have successfully, and you know, the navigation of this type of thing is not an instantaneous cure for the parents either. It's a process, and you have to learn from experience. But when you hear other people who've been through it, you say, wow, that sounds so much like what I'm going through. It's not just me. And group therapy works that way, is you get to hear other people's experiences. And you're not alone. I guess that's the bottom line. You're not alone.
Yeah. And what do you hope, and you said it throughout this, what do you hope people take away? I mean, you've got conclusions in the book. You end with, what have I learned?
I think the biggest thing I learned was I can stand in the way of the things that have to happen for this person to get clean or for this person to get off drugs. And those are things like, you know, giving money, providing a place to go, a lawyer when you get charged with a crime, things like that. There's all kinds of things that I did. And I spent lots of money along the way learning these things before I figured out I was just giving him the resources to potentially kill himself.
Yeah, and you were doing, though, what so many people would do, so many of us would do, because you just love him and you wanted to see this go away.
Right. As a parent, you think, I can help this go away. And our Naranon leader says, I've talked to many of people who have been through this and survived, asked them what it took to get them clean, and he said, I've never once heard him say, because of something my parents did for me.
Wow. Very, very telling. Well, the book is powerful. Pick it up, Escorted Away. Harry Josephson, thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
Okay, Kate, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.